All right. Every question so far has been about defense, in part because John Scott talked to the media last night, along with James Franklin. Yeah. So now let's get to the Sean Clifford part of this. Look, in the end, that is going to be the focal point for everybody going into the season. We can break down every other position that you want, but people are going to say, okay, what's 14 going to do? When you've talked to everybody, including Sean, how have they felt about how that part of it has gone this spring?
They love him. I mean, and again, it's all going to be glowing, but Clifford, you're not going to hear them say a bad word about Clifford because they love him as a leader. Mm-hmm. And I think Jordan Stout was, but someone asked him how Clifford has been doing, which I thought was funny. You asked the kicker. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's not watching the quarterback a ton during practice, but he said, I'm going to leave it at this. Sean's hungry. And I think Sean better be hungry. I think that's the way it's got to be for him. And let's face it. There's a lot of questions, too, about Vayu and a lot of questions about Taquan Roberson. Everyone wants to take the temperature on those two guys. But if Clifford's not going to have a good year, you're in big trouble. You need to have – Clifford's the most important player on the team by far because if he turns the ball over at the rate he did last year, this team could have a losing record again. There's no real experience at the backup spot. Levis is not there. I mean, you don't have that kind of guy to turn to and just pound the ball. And they need him to be better. And this is a huge spring for Clifford. And I think everybody's kind of said he's stepping up to the task. But you know, the thing that I find remarkable is that they didn't doubt that he would. Nobody really – it's not like a big story for them. If James Franklin's not out there saying, Clifford really is going to surprise him. I think what happened last year surprised people and within the program. I think if he comes out and plays this well this year, it's not going to surprise anybody. And he's taking the right steps. Mentally, he's focused, and you know he's a gamer. He reminds me a little of McGloin. He hates to lose, and everybody's talked about he's super competitive, and you know everybody kind of assumes that everybody on the field is super competitive, but it just isn't that way.
No,
Clifford really is. I mean, Clifford is not. You know, losing ruins Clifford's week, so it's you know, some guys can get over it pretty quick, and Clifford can't. So I think he's. He's primed for a pretty good year, and I think he's taking the right steps. But I'll say this, he better have a good year. This team's in trouble.